Hello, gardeners. I'm Amanda McNulty with Clemson Extension and Making It Grow. Recently, I visited a historic home near the Watery River. Built in the 1840s, it has a sturdy, attractive trellis, which has probably supported the same wisteria still growing on it today since that time. Sadly, it's one of the two showy Asian wisteria species that are both extremely invasive in the United States. Dr. Michael Durr, an authority on woody plant, states, in the South, they are pernicious pests, and Wisteria floribunda can be found strangling everything in its grasp. He adds, it must be used with a certain amount of discretion and commitment to proper culture and pruning. The commitment I recommend is cutting the vine, painting it with an approved herbicide, and planting a native variety instead. At the estate I toured, the surrounding woods were completely covered with mature vines, which kill trees and shrubs by strangling them and blocking sunlight. Funded by South Carolina Farm Bureau and Farm Bureau Insurance.